Number 15, pertaining to summer flounder. Good afternoon.
This is a request for public hearing.
Let's see them.
To establish the 2012 recreational management measures, a couple slides. The first, this is a coastwide table comparing 2012 to 2011. To the far right, we see this is in millions of pounds, 8.76 million pounds recreational harvest limit in 2012 for the coast. This is a 24% decrease from 2011. This is because overfishing was projected to occur in 2012 if we continued fishing at that same level. That's why that was implemented. This is actually an 18.2% decrease in the quota or target in terms of number of fish, which is how we get our quota. And if this coastwide, if on a coastwide basis, if we go over the ACL, which is the annual catch limit, which is landings plus discards, paybacks will begin to occur, so every state would be impacted. That is something to think about. This is Virginia's recreational management measures over time from 1998 to 2012. We can see that in recent years we have not had a closed season. Industry typically dislikes a closed season. So what we have to work with are the possession limit and minimum size limit to try to reach our target quota. You can see in 2012, the target is 466,000 fish, compared to last year, 570,000. And our landings, estimated landings for 2011 were 268,684 fish. We were 53% under target, Virginia alone, in 2011. On average, over that time period, we've been about 9% under. So you can see on that column of target landings, the quota, it bounces around a lot, and it's difficult to actually manage for a quota that's ever-changing. And the last column, the percent difference, that's what we can do. That last number, kind of small, 73%, that's how much we can liberalize by in 2012 from 2011 landings. And the past couple years, you can see we've been under quota. So this is the fourth consecutive year we've been under quota. Okay. 2011 targets compared to state landings by state. It just shows you that every state has been underneath its quota or target. Virginia being, it says 54%, but that's 53% actually should be. And Virginia actually ranks fourth in terms of underage of a quota, so we're not the only one who's having trouble hitting our quota. This is also the third year that on a coastwide basis we've been underneath the coastwide recreational limit. So. All right, this table shows all the states again, nine states, and it shows the 2012 target compared to 2011 landings, how much everybody can increase by in 2012 compared to their last year's landings. Again, Virginia can liberalize by about 74%. And this also shows our allocation compared to other states. These are based on that baseline year of 1998 landings. So that's where we get our every year's proportion of allocations. And Virginia is third place in terms of allocations compared to other states. These are the four options that were first proposed by the Ad Hoc Committee, Recreational Summer Flounder Committee. They met on January 9th with us. And overwhelmingly, their favorite was option D, 16.5 inches and four fish limit. All these assume no closed season, as in 2011 when we had a 17.5 inch limit and four fish possession limit. And last night, FMAC met, and they supported option D as their number one choice, and with a backup choice of option B, 17 inches and five. Now, the 16.5 inches is a full inch decrease compared to last year, 17.5. But both groups were aware that, you know, Virginia has been under quota the past several years, and effort's also been declining. This is an effort table showing you from 2001 up until 2011. You can see the number of trips have been on the decline. We don't have 2011 number of directed summer flounder trips, but, you know, 2010 was the lowest number in 10 years for trips. So this validates the ad hoc committee's thinking the effort is down. Here are the numbers. So because of this, this is one reason we think maybe a 16.5-inch limit could be feasible. And this is shows years when we had these smaller size limits that we're looking at today. Past performance, this is an excerpt from the first table we looked at. These are years we can see the actual landings that were attained in those years compared to 2012 quota, 466,000 fish. So in general, at these smaller size limits, landings were much greater than the 2012 target, but trips were also higher then, which we just saw. Trips were about a million more trips. 2005 and 2006, both years we had a 16.5-inch minimum size, but you can see that the landings were variable. They definitely increased in 2006, even with the same restrictions in place. Fish availability and year class strength also plays a role in landings in addition to effort. 2009 was a very strong year class on a coastwide basis. So what impact that will have in Virginia on our landings, that's something we have to be aware of also. So we do 2012 landings projections. We did the same kind of thing last year. These are the data sources that we looked at. These are the same data sources from last year. We had the Virginia Volunteer Angler Survey data, which came from recreational taggers. All these data sets have some built-in flaws. The Virginia Volunteer Angler Survey, 92% of the data we got was from one from the Seaside Eastern Shore, a single charter boat captain and his customers. It's a little bit biased towards one area. The Maryland Volunteer Angler Survey, that's mostly seaside links, so Virginia's fisheries, bay and seaside. We looked at a 2006 size bag table. That's 2006. It's a little dated. And then our chest map and knee map surveys performed by VIMS. These are fishery independent surveys. Chest map from the main stem bay, and knee map is an offshore survey. So those two alone might not properly capture Virginia's fishery, but when we did look at combinations of both, and that might better depict a representation of what's going on in Virginia's fishery. We also did some combinations of years 2007 and 2011 just to increase our sample size, and I'll show you our sample sizes here. It's a big table to look at, but that first column, the all links, that's the total sample size. And I've highlighted an example here that we can go through really quickly. The chest map, knee map, 2011 data set. Total of 360 links. At 16.5 inches, we take how many links within that data set were at or greater than 16.5 inches, which is 87. Compare that to how many were at or greater than 17.5 inches, which was 2011's minimum size. That's 55. That percent change, that difference there is 58%. So we take the estimate of 2011 landings and inflate that by 58%. And that drops down that 425,000 fish, that's our projected 2012 landings from that data set. And that last column, the 91%, that's the percentage of quota that would be taken up if that projection were completely accurate. So all data sets last year, we looked at these same data sets, they overestimated the Virginia landings in 2011. So that's something to think about. Will they overestimate again? We're not sure. The closest of those data sets estimated to 324,000 fish. And we see that the actual landings were 268,000. So If we look at the 17 inches minimum size length, we can look at that last column, the percentage of quota that would be taken. Everything there is within reason. It's not going to break our quota of 466,000 fish. When we get down to 6.5, a couple of those data sets do present an overage, the first being the Virginia Volunteer Angler Survey. But again, that's not very representative of the bay. And then the second being NEMAP 2011 Virginia only data, 121% of the quota. That's an overage. But if we look back at the sample sizes on the top part of the table, they're very small. So each data set has some issues there. But so again, these are the four options that we're recommending we take to public hearing. These will go to the ASMFC Technical Committee tomorrow for review, and then they'll be sent to the Management Board, and whether all four of these will pass or not, we don't know, but we'll let you know when we do know. So for right now, we would recommend advertising these four options for public hearing.
Questions? Mr. Lane?
Considered option B, 17 inches, 5 fish, versus option D, 16.5, 4. Which one would result in a greater number of fish being caught? Yeah.
I think option D, 16.5. When you go up one fish in size limit, it doesn't make a big difference in the.
You said B or D?
No, option D, 16.5 would be.
Okay, D. So going up 17 inches and one more fish would not result in more fish.
Right.
Okay.
Compared to the 6.5.
Other questions? Mr. Tiger.
I think you mentioned it in the literature here, the mortality rate. What do we see in the mortality rate when we do catch fish now, what that is?
10%.
10%? Okay. Does that come into play when you're doing this? I mean, I've been on boats, anecdotally, I've been on boat. I watched Prig. Maybe that's who your data came from, Captain Turner. And we caught 100 fish, and we caught four, kept four, I think. And you can't help but think that catching 100 fish, you definitely did in a few more than you would like to have.
Well, that is the charter boat industry, weighed in on this at the ad hoc meeting. At a smaller size limit, there's going to be less.
Right. So my question is, is that taken into account at all when you go down in size, the number of throwbacks decreases by some amount? Is there any relationship there?
We haven't done any calculations on that.
Okay. That's what Captain Turner, that's what his.
Let's slip in here just to answer that question, because Allison's doing a great job.
She is.
It's up front, it's taken care of. So when the stock assessment's done, each year, that's where the 10% comes into effect. So the targets or the quotas that we receive, all the states, that is based on figuring out all the discards. It's in your packet. What's happened with discards are that they're about 94%. So 94% of the total catch. The harvest is 6%. The discards are 94% lately because of the high size limits. So 10% of a lot of discards still adds up when they do the assessment, and our quotas do reflect that. And when Allison talked about the annual catch limit, this year will be the first year that when it's finished, they'll look at all nine states together, they'll look at all the harvest, they'll assign 10% for discards of that for mortality, and if that's over the coastwide annual catch limit, there'll be a payback which will be proportional to each state's share. So that's how that works.
I think I'm following you there, Rob. Late
okay.
In the day for me.
I've been doing it. That's why Allison's up here.
Doing a marvelous job, I might add. Further questions? Matters before the commission. Mr. Tanker?
I move that we go to public hearing with these flounder regulations for the coming season.
Second to the motion.
Second.
Second by Mr. Sick Fox and Sussums.
All right. right.
All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Mr. Travelstead, next item.
I appreciate those questions to Allison, because anytime you can grill staff on these issues before we go to ASMFC, it helps hone their skills. And Allison will be presenting this stuff to ASMFC tomorrow morning. So.
Good.
Good for her.